Welcome back to The Hat Trick, brought to you by cricketbetting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. This is the live weekly cricket betting show, and it's the pick of the IPL bets for a Super Sunday. Gujarat Titans versus Sunrisers Hyderabad, Delhi Capitals versus Chennai Super Kings. Our hat trick of tipsters this week are Manish, finding the best stats, angles, a winner with RCB top bat last show. John Wright, former Oz compiler, he is here. He's not hiding. He had a winner last week as well. Dubey for runs. John is here. And Ben joined us again for the specials angles. A double hat trick as our guys find the best tips for those two games. Our bookie is 10 Crick. Check them out. 10cr10.com. Gujarat Titans versus Sunrisers from Ahmedabad on Sunday. 10 Crick go 1.75 GT versus 2.15. The Blasters from Sunrisers, incredible start. Manish, sixes win you T20 matches. SRH racking up incredible numbers. But can they bowl? Does it make a difference? What's your view?
Yeah, I mean, they were hitting sixes at will. And it was, in my opinion, was a perfect T20 innings where not one batter doesn't get a 60-ball 100, but three of them score over 200 strike rate and takes the team over 250. I think it was a perfect T20 game. They hit about 18 sixes in that game, add 15 in the first game against KKR, and they have now 33 sixes in just two games. The problem is they also gave away 200 runs in both those games. So their bowling is what is going to determine the result of the games in the upcoming matches, because their batters look well set and very clear in their head as to what they want to do in those games.
Yeah, John, 1.85 Sunrisers to go over 80.5 runs in the first 10 overs. Manic hitting from them in two straight games, particularly against Mumbai. What do the bookies do with this? Do they overreact? Do they underreact? Or do we focus on what the bowlers they are facing? So, I mean, Gujarat, pretty crack unit with the ball generally. What's your view?
No, I think the first two games, as Manish says, I mean, you know, SRH have got over 30-odd sixes. So I think the betting's got to sort of correct itself to that. I do think in those particular markets, like most sixes, over 18, over a certain run, certain amount of overs, and the sixes number, I think needs to equate and needs to change. I mean, the problem that SRH are going to have is that the balance of the side, you know, they need that Indian core to perform, because they can only play four overseas. They've admitted Jansen out of the bowling, and luckily Undercutt and Malik didn't bowl too badly. But as Manish says, they're leaking a lot of runs. So if they're going to stick with those four overseas batters, that's going to be the problem. But yeah, I mean, the balance of the side, I still think they're going to be competitive. They might not win it, but I think they get to the playoffs. But in the derivative market, especially the six hitting and the overs, I think the market needs to correct itself, and maybe 10 Crick are not that quick doing that at the moment.
Ben, coming to you for specials related to this game. Just something as well I've noticed in play, Heinrich Klaassen. We know he wins about 35% of the time now, I think. But going off very, very short, batting lower down the order, he's got to be an in-play option, I'd have thought. Massive numbers he'd got on him, the top bat in that game against Mumbai, was Head and Abhishek looking like they had it won before him. But any other specials or sticking out or strategies?
Interesting you say that, because that's what stood out at me on these first innings totals. You've got Travis Head over 21.5 at 185. Klaassen at same odds. Needs to get 23.5. Aidan Markram's in there, same kind of thing. So there's some interesting ones in there. I mean, don't forget that the way to play this as well, if you're a new player, is to get signed up on these welcome bonuses as well. There's a 100% bonus from 10 Crick. There's a bunch of IPL bonuses that are on the website as well. So it's not just about the odds. It's about taking advantage of some of those really good bonuses that they do as well. So as you said, for me, Travis Head looked impeccable. So the one that stood out for me is over 21.5 runs at 185 seems to be a pretty good one. David Miller in there as well. He just needs to get 19 runs to get that same thing. So for me, the odds seem to be around some pretty high performing batsmen. As was mentioned, most sixes and most fours. I mean, I don't know. I think with most sixes at 2.4 for Gujarat, I think that's an interesting one. They've got most fours at 1.85. The way Sunrisers are playing, I think that's actually been a bit generous on them to give it at such a short odds. But I would go with the batsman on this bat.
Ahmedabad's supposed to be a good flat wicket. We're coming up to the first hat trick of the show, please. Your best bet from each of you for this one. And we're going to go to John Wright first.
Yeah, so in this game, I think it's a tough one to call. I think, you know, with Gujarat home advantage and all the most of the home teams have won at the moment. So that's why I'm not going to go with Sunrisers to win the game. But I think in derivatives, there is the value. Most sixes for Sunrisers at 180, I think, is the wrong price. They've got 36 the first two games. Gujarat, I think, have been beaten by MI in this market in their first game. So that's my bet in this game. Over most sixes in the game, 180 Sunrisers.
Lovely stuff. Manish.
I think I'm going to go on the similar lines, but a different bet. I really liked Klaassen's top batter at 7, Travis Head at 5.5 as well. These are good odds. But this is all about sixes when it comes to SRH. And the total sixes over 15 at 1.95. SRH themselves are hitting over 15 on their own. So in a game, total sixes over 15 at 1.95, I think those are good odds. I'll go with that.
Manish has six appeal. Ben, do you have six appeal?
No, sorry. It's Easter. I'm going to be a bit more conservative. Shubman Gill for me at over 131.5 runs at 185. I think is a low risk approach to this. As I mentioned, use those welcome bonuses and those team booster bonuses on the website to extend that payback on that. But Mr. Gill for me is looking very fine. The last 10 matches are awesome. So.
Yeah, Gill extremely reliable, 30% win rate on top bat. I think our bookie this week is 10 Crick. Check out 10cr10.com to have a look at some of those boosters and bonuses that Ben is talking about. Do give us some love on the podcast provider of your choice. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube, and just tell everybody about it. This is the IPL betting show, which comes back every week for the best bets on the IPL. We're going to go on to another game now. It's game two. It's Delhi Capitals versus Chennai Super Kings. 10 Crick go 2.10 Delhi Capitals and 1.75 Chennai. We're aiming to give you all the info as quickly as possible on the hat trick. But we do have some new venue to look at now. Manish, this is at Vizag. Possible betting trends for an IPL venue we don't often see.
Yeah, so there have been four T20 internationals here before this, three of which have been won by the team batting second. It's not a high scoring ground, a strike rate, an economy of around 8. So I would say a 170-ish first inning total. Spinners do come into play. Ashwin has a 4-for-8 here against Sri Lanka. And runs per wicket are around 20. So not a very high scoring ground helps spinner, which will be an advantage for CSK going in with multiple spinners at this venue. So I think DC will have a tough time winning their first game against CSK on Sunday.
Yeah, John, I was expecting Chennai to be shorter here. I mean, I remember the days when Chennai going off 1.65. Pretty steadfast that these days on T20 franchise leagues. You don't see that very often. I thought they'd be 1.70, shorter than that maybe. Delhi have lost twice. They should have had a win really against Royals. They had the game in the pocket twice. But they look a poor size. Should Chennai be shorter?
I think Chennai should be shorter. I see 170, 165, whatever they are. I think that's probably a bet. I think potentially you're talking about the worst team in IPL this year and the best. And I think the only reason that Chennai are not that short is probably because the home advantage at the moment. I mean, the home advantage, first nine games, the home team has won. But Chennai look a crack unit. I think, as I said before, I think that the winning team of IPL needs that core Indian experienced unit, and probably Rajasthan Royals and Chennai Super Kings have definitely got that, because you're overseas, then they can rotate. Because I mean, a lot of these sides have got six or seven very good overseas players. You can only play four. I think 1-8. I mean, and also with Delhi, they're not getting enough runs. I mean, quick 20s for Mitchell Marsh and 40s for David Warner are not going to win IPL matches. And if you look at the stats over the last 2 years, Delhi are bottom with with the batting stats, scoring the most runs. So I think Chennai should be shorter to win this game. And I think 170, 165 are both value.
Ben, bet boosts, bonuses from 10 Crick for this one, Delhi versus Chennai.
Yeah, there's nothing specific on this match itself. You've got to kind of have the match tonight for that one. I mean, you really want to extend your odds, extend your payback through those welcome bonuses. It's interesting what John was just saying about Delhi there. I mean, the first two matches, there's a conscious effort of pushing those runs hard. Never bet against Mitchell Marsh. He'll have four shocking games and then go and score a double century or something in a test match, or go and win a match. So, you know, never bet against him and never bet against David Warner. They're the two issues you have. The rest of the batting lineup, Jelly's going to struggle. I'm with John on actually the overall match winner. It's 1.7 is a wonderful price. The other ones that jumped out at me though is let's look at Delhi Capital's total in the first 10 overs. Warner and Marsh are trying to push those runs. So I think there's, if you like those two players, if you like Delhi, there's some interesting odds there. Getting over 72.5 at 1.5, getting over 82.5 at 2.25. So their mind is very much going to be get runs as quick as we possibly can. They haven't done it the last few matches, but there's an interesting one there at over 82.5 for odds at 2.25. It's an interesting bet, let's just say that. I'm not sure they'll get it, but it's something to stand out for if you're a Delhi Capitals fan or a Mitch Marsh fan. So that's the one for me. But it's CSK all the way for me in this one. I can't see Delhi doing much.
CSK all the way. Consensus is being formed. Just a point on Warner. Wins about 45% of the time on top bat the last 2 years, including this edition of IPL. Mayor suggests that he might start to drop anchor as the pressure builds on Delhi, taking fewer risks. So it actually becomes an even better bet on those runs markets, because he'll basically be playing for himself. And we don't mind that, unless you're a Delhi fan. Now, it's the final hat-trick of the show. Best bets, all the odds for Delhi Capitals versus Chennai Super Kings. John Wright, what is your best bet for this one?
Yeah, very obvious for me. I'm going to go for Chennai to win the match at plus 170. I think that's a value bet. As I say, I think Delhi are potentially the worst side in the tournament. I mean, it's asking a lot of Rishabh Pant to come in after being out for 18 months after the car crash. I think he'll improve. His keeping's been quite good, actually. I think his batting will improve. It's a bit rusty at the moment. He'll improve as the tournament goes on, him batting at four. But I think as after Ben, what Ben said there, after Mitchell Marsh and Warner, the batting for me, middle order, looks a bit bare. And I think that they'll struggle. And I think CSK will win this game quite comfortably. Plus 170 for me, CSK.
And Ben, coming back to you.
I'm going to have to agree. I can't see anything else that stands out at me as being, let's call it a low risk and very very nice odds. So CSK to win at 1.7. I'll avoid any kind of bets around tosses because I keep losing those ones. So let's stick to the straight CSK win.
Manish, can you make it a hat trick on the double hat trick for Chennai?
No, I would. I mean, obviously, that's a very clear cut one. I don't see DC winning this match, but I really like how Rachin Ravindra is playing in this IPL. He has been among the top batters in both the games. He was very close to a 50. So Rachin Ravindra at 50 at 4.25 and Rachin Ravindra at top batter at 6.5. These are good odds, but I would be safer to say Sachin Ravindra over 20 at 1.85. I think that's most likely is going to happen, along with CSK winning the game.
There you go. Ravindra doing terrific stuff with the bat, proving a few people wrong. He is a T20 player after all. All your odds are with 10cric.com. Check out cricket-betting.com for all your IPL betting needs. In the meantime, this has been the Hat Trick. Quick profit loss figures for you so far. Ben, -2.48. Manish, -2.95. John Wright, -3.15. Steady so far, but we're getting more winners coming all the time. We get back again next week to tell you what happens in the IPL. This has been the Hat Trick for cricket-betting.com. We'll see you next time.